You're listening to Mom Talk, the online community radio show connecting moms across Canada and around the world. Join Helen, Kara, and Tracy, the parenting team from CanadianParents.com, as they talk all things mom. Mom Talk, a podcast for moms, by moms, because we're all in this together.
Potty training. Two simple words that make some parents smile with delight or cringe in frustration. Do a simple search on Wikipedia, and it's defined as the process of weaning a young child off diapers and training the child to use the toilet. It's normally started and completed between the ages of 18 months and 4 years of age. However, formal toilet training is a relatively recent phenomenon. In many cultures, even now, it starts from birth and can be completed as early as 10 months. Joining me today is Danny, also known as Danny Arnold on CPO's message boards. Danny is the mother of 4 like myself, and between us, we have successfully potty trained 6 children. Welcome, Danny.
Hi, Kara.
Well, as I just finished with, you have started with infant potty training with your youngest.
And
So what age did you start him with infant potty training?
With my youngest, Logan, we started him at 8 weeks.
8 weeks. So at 8 weeks, how would you go about starting doing something like this?
Well, I actually wanted to start him right from birth, but as anyone who might know my birth story with Logan, I wasn't in any physical shape to do anything after he was born for quite a few weeks. So once I was feeling up and about, I just thought, one day I was talking to someone else about it. I said, yeah, it's about time I started putting him on the potty. So I just used an ice cream tub, one of those nice big round 3-liter ice cream tubs, and held it between my knees, and then held him, for infant potty training, it's like a squat where you hold them so their back is against your belly, and you hold them by the thighs, so their kind of little bums are hanging down into the pot, and that's where we started, and we just started putting them on at regular times, and you wait until you have success, and you know what, surprisingly, how fast you do have success.
I think it's fantastic, because, personally, myself, I have never tried it, and it intrigues me a lot. Now, my son Finn, who is 9 months old right now, I'm almost thinking, have I missed the window of opportunity for him? Like, would I be able to start his age now?
No, absolutely. A lot of people get discouraged. Maybe they find out about it, when their babies are a little bit older. The studies show that babies kind of go through their little milestones of development. And as they get to certain milestones, it kind of opens the door to where they're going to be a little more accepting of it, I guess you could say, where they're going to actually grasp onto the concept of potty training faster. The windows are like obviously being newborn, 4 months, and then that kind of 8 to 10 months, and then the 12 to 14 months.
Now, did you potty train all of your infants early, or did you start a little bit later with some of your other ones?
You know what? Quite frankly, until my youngest daughter was born, Kira, who's now 2.5, I had never heard of infant potty training or elimination communication. Never heard of it. With me, it was just with my kids, my eldest son, Gabriel. I started potty training him when he was about pretty much right on the mark of 2. And he was using the potty morning and night, like day and night, within a month or two. With my daughter, Quinlan, came along, my eldest daughter. When she was 15 months old, I started noticing when she had to have a poop, she would get the certain look on her face, she'd get the certain positions that she would kind of hold her body in. And I realized, well, if I know she's pooping in her diaper, why don't I just put her on a potty? So that's what I did. And very, very quickly she took to it.
Right, so you started seeing the signs and the signals for her.
Exactly.
And saw that communication happening between the two of you.
Exactly. And then so when my youngest daughter came along, when she was about 11 months, I realized she was the same thing. I guess you become more in tune to those signals. So I started seeing them at a much younger age with Kira. And at 11 months, I said the same thing. Well, I know she's pooping. I know she has to poop. So I started putting her on the potty. And it wasn't until she was probably about 13 months old that I started to look, because I was so shocked. Of like, here she is, the only 1-year-old, and she was using the potty, and we were probably 90% of the time using the potty for pooping and peeing. And I started looking up online and realized, actually, I'm not alone in the world. There's all these people who are doing this from birth even. And that's when I started really looking into it.
So I guess I have to say that I have never been successful with this myself. My eldest son, Liam, He was almost four by the time he was fully potty trained, and I almost think that he might have been kind of shamed into doing it. And it wasn't by me. I actually had him at our 3.5-year-old clinic in public health, and they were almost in disbelief that, you know, a boy this smart still wasn't potty trained. And, you know, when the public health nurse asked him, he said, well, I just don't want to do it. I just don't want to go to the potty. And, you know, he was exercising his right that he didn't feel like he needed to do it. And, you know, I didn't pressure him. And I knew that he wasn't ready for it because as soon as I put a pair of underwear on him, he would go in it. And you know, I think the biggest thing is trying not to make a big deal because accidents happen.
Absolutely.
And, you know, and being positive about the accidents that, you know, you say something like, you know, it's all right, you didn't make it this time, you know,
next time
will be better. And, you know, making things not belittling the child and making them feel bad about it, because I think that just ends up making things worse all around.
Yeah.
Now, with Kieran, who's almost three now, he was potty trained almost a full year before Liam was. And we did a fun little thing with him, and I had looked up different methods, and obviously I wanted to get him done a little quicker, but we had switched over to cloth diapers probably about 3 weeks before I initiated the potty training with him. So I think that might have had a little bit more to do with it as well, because he was able to feel the wetness if he did go pee.
Absolutely. I agree 100%.
Yeah, they say a lot. It can help that. But with him, we decided to go with the method of buying him a reward. And we picked up a little token little toy called it's a Pokemon. My kids are into Pokemon. And it was a light up talking Pikachu. And we told him that if he continued to use the toilet and use the potty, then he would get this Pikachu. Well, it went on for probably 2 to 3 weeks, and, you know, he had some accidents here and there, and every time he did go, he would, you know, he would say to Mom and Dad, he'd say, I get that Pikachu now? And, of course, you were saying, yes, you're going to get that Pikachu now, but you have to do it a few more times. And we wanted to make sure that it was really ingrained in him that I didn't want him to get that Pikachu and then say, okay, I'll take my diapers again. And once he got that Pikachu, he was trained. And he's been trained at night as well, which has been fantastic. I still keep a cloth diaper on him just in case at bedtime, but it's been great. So having a little incentive there can sometimes help an older child that understands it more, I think.
Sure. I've got a friend of mine who swears by the stickers.
Yes, yes.
You know, like having a little chart and having the stickers, and her daughter got to put a sticker on her chart every day, you know, each time that she went pee or poop, and at the end of the week they counted up and they awarded pennies for stickers at the end of the week.
Exactly. So, yeah, I think a little reward, or I think that I've even seen an article, actually I think it might be on CPO's main homepage, where we have quite a few different resources on potty training, and one of them was go and buy just 30 simple little gifts, things that you might find at the dollar store that are four for a dollar, and wrap them up and do it over a period once a day. Give out one of these token little gifts and, you know, make it fun for the child and not about consequences or accidents and that sort of thing. And if they're not ready, then they're not ready. You know, they're going to exercise their rights there.
Exactly. And I think that's just it. I mean, a friend of mine put it in a very good way. She says, you know, there's very few things of absolute control that a child has in their young life. Very few things that only they can control. And one of them is using the potty. So, yeah, so it's the one thing that they can control in their life. So it becomes a control issue. And if you allow it to become a battle, then it will always be a control issue. But I find if you don't kind of play into that and let them have that control, and this is, again, comes into the whole thing, cloth versus disposable diapers, especially when a child gets a little older, 2 and 3 years old, they don't want to feel wet. They don't want to feel sticky and wet. They would prefer to feel dry. So if you let them kind of have that control and give them the choices, I think most kids will slowly get into that way. When children backslide for the potty training and you'll have all of a sudden you have accidents 3-4 times a day, almost every time with my kids that they've gone through that, I've been able to look back and say, this is going on right now.
Exactly.
Whether it's daddy has been coming home late from work, or, you know, there's a new person, we've been doing this differently, et cetera, et cetera. And this is their way of establishing a control.
definitely. And I find, I mean, sometimes a new baby, there'll be relapses.
Absolutely. You know, going through that right now.
Yeah, I can imagine. Well, that's great. Well, I think, you know, the biggest thing that come out of this today, that there's options out there for everyone. And, you know, you don't have to necessarily, you know, maybe infant potty training is not for you, but, you know, do some reading on it. And I know that there's a lot of great resources online. CPO, Canadian Parents Online, we have a great article on infant potty training on there with a lot of resources on there.
Absolutely. And this is the whole thing. It doesn't have to be infant potty training. Like I said, with my daughter who is 11 months old, I used a lot of those resources that I found after I discovered infant potty training. They were excellent resources to use regardless of the age of the child, because the advice is just good. It's just sound advice.
Definitely. I know we have a thread started right now on infant potty training if anyone's interested in it. And also, if you go into our toddlers and preschoolers area, there's plenty of resources there on potty training. I can pretty much guarantee once a week there'll be some sort of question on potty training that's there. So if you're looking for support, it's a great place to go.
It's a never-ending question.
It definitely is. And I'm hoping I only have one more to go here in potty training. So, well, thanks again for joining me today, Dani. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks for having me.
You've been a wealth of information, as always. And for more information on this podcast and more, you can go to momtalk.ca. Or for more information on toddlers and preschoolers and potty training, you can go to CanadianParents.com message boards, as well as our first year babies board. There's quite a bit of information on infant potty training there. Thanks again for joining us.